Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithh3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today, we are going to be talking about the price and the currency. The price and the currency. Today, we are going to delve into hashtag sexual politics. This is going to be an installment in discussing sexual politics, which is the underlying power dynamic and negotiation of influence and dominance between men and women within the context of relationships and sex, and the classic flow or negotiation of power, balance of power between men and women with different types of personalities. And I wanted to specifically focus on paying a man paying for a woman's affections, attention, sexual access. In urban areas, it could be known as tricking, solicitation, basically, usually money for sex. But I want to put a different spin on it. There's always some type of discussion online about how men pay for sex, should men pay for sex, or the affections or affection experience with women and things like that. And I am of the belief that all men pay to a certain extent. But what I want to do is go a little bit further into that. This is not my original understanding or belief, but I am putting it on record for men who may not have understood this before. And I'm going to give you a different approach or angle to it that you may not have heard. I've only heard it spoken amongst my circles around mentors and things like that. It makes sense. So here goes. Yes, all men pay in some way for the affections and gratifications and the attentions of a woman. Every single man pays. What we're not told, and this is the broad distinction right here, this is the key distinction right here, is that not every man pays with the same currency. Not every man pays with the same currency. Now, right now, you may be thinking of currency as the form of literal money. You know, you are some type of money proxy. So you may be thinking about dollar bills, or if you're somewhere else in the world, some other form of currency that's used as money in exchange for goods and services in that place. But no. Currency can be many other things. Currency can be time. Currency can be favors. Currency can be literally attention. Currency can be many different things. So, yes, every man pays something for the attentions, the affections, the sexual access and gratification of a woman, all the things that detail some type of romantic or sensual connection with the women. But not all men pay with the same currency, and not all men pay with the same amount of currency. So where does that leave us? Well, the secret is that there are better currencies to pay for the affections and the access to women, and there are different prices per man, per specific woman. I could go on and on about the many different forms, but I think I want to cut to the chase and simply say that usually the best currency that you could pay for with a woman is your time and attention, and the best price that you could pay is when a woman is extremely pleased. You find the type of woman in your environment that you're attracted to, of course, that is extremely pleased with not necessarily the minimal amount of time and attention, but an adequate amount of time and attention in which she respects and she reciprocates it. And really, that's basically the gist of it. A lot of men believe that it's a sort of shortcut in order to pay with actual monetary currency. And there will always be that class of men that believes that because their payoff or what they get in exchange for that, they feel is sufficient to them. Some say that paying actually is the gives them the ability. You're paying her in actual currency, money currency, to leave. You know, peace of mind, which to me reflects of, okay, I only just want to use your body and have this the sexual experience with you, but I really don't want to deal with the embodiment of you. And there's actually a large class of men that we know as tricks that do that. But there is a segment of men who have mastered the art of slowly dripping into women's lives. Or first of all, screening for women that's attracted to them naturally, but slowly dripping into those women's lives, time, attention, you know, affection, you know, those things that are a sufficient exchange for the woman's time, attention, affection, reciprocation, and things like that. And it becomes a good flow for them. It doesn't create so many issues because they know how to find the women who will accept that form of currency as payment, and those women feel fulfilled in that. And I believe it's the most superior currency, a very well vetted, well judged sense of focus of attention and affection that leaves the woman pleased and longing for more. Now, here's the other aspect of the price and curse. It doesn't matter whether it's actual physical monetary currency or whether it is one of those other varying currencies, time, attention, affection, one of those things. Every man has a different price by every woman, and that price could either be, in market terms, a liability for you, or it could actually be an asset. And what I mean by that is that there are a sizable amount of men that's not only paying in a currency that's disfavorable to them, which usually means, you know, still time, affection, or mostly what I'm talking about is actual physical currency, money, to the point to where they're doing this with women that are either incompatible or don't desire them. But because they really like this woman, they'll keep on paying for this experience, only to recognize down the road that they've overpaid for the experience. They end up with less than more down the road. And they don't get it until they're out of, I don't know. They're out of the experience, or they're out of the trance. Me personally, aside from maybe, you know, short dates or anything, I've never directly paid to have the affections of a woman in my life. I've had long-term relationships where I've supplemented a woman's life, but there were other emotional underpinnings that allowed that, and I was under the assumption that that was the case as well, which was for a while. But then when you experience that breakdown, when that attention or that affection is not flowing the same way, things definitely change. But yes, there's a sizable amount of men that don't understand that they could choose a different woman, which could represent a different market, and they could get way more for the currency of their attentions and affections than they can from actual physical currency. Now, on the flip side, there are men who, again, have mastered the art of using those other currencies, time, attention, affection, sensuality, things like that, and their currency with a woman actually becomes an asset, an investment. So because they master this art, and they master using this currency with the women, and the women that they deal with accept it, these women open up, they expand into a completely different world, and they become a fantastic asset or support for these men. They could create like a muse effect in this man's life. They could sow into this man's life things such as support, nurturing, cultivation, whatever you want to call it. And it becomes a beautiful synergy. Over time, not only, you know, if it becomes more of a longer term thing, not only is that man actually giving that time, affection, and eroticism, but the woman also brings it back in different forms too, in appreciation. And they have a very synergistic connection, relationship, things, something that can last long term. Unfortunately, now as we are in such this era, you know, hookup culture and trust issues and things like that, these connections have become more rare. But when they are apparent, it is a beautiful thing. So I wanted to share that. Yes, every man pays, but not every man pays with the same currency or the same amount of currency. And also that some men pay in currencies with women in ways that become liabilities to them, and some men pay in ways with currency that become assets to them. And each man decides based upon the women that he's attracted to, the women that he's pursuing, and the types of women that's attracted to him, how all that plays out between currency and liabilities and assets. And I just wanted to drop that on you guys. Again, this has been another great episode of Real Talk with AH3. Background music provided by Mr. Free Will, FR33WILL, to provide the vibe. For more information, you can contact him at Lightwalker, FR33WILL@gmail.com. And again, until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.